What's going on in the Atlanta real estate market? What's going on with home values? Where are the best schools? Cleve has all the answers for you. Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show. Now, here's Cleve Gaddis.
Welcome back to another week's edition of the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160. My name is Cleve Gaddis. In addition to being the host of this here radio show, I'm a full-time real estate agent and broker with a team full of agents helping buyers, sellers, investors, and landlords make the best decisions possible whenever buying, selling, or investing in real estate anywhere in Metro Atlanta, north, south, east, or west. We want you to think of Gaddis Partners RE/MAX Center anytime you have a real estate need. You can reach us by calling 770-497-0000, or you can go online to gogaddis.com. That's GOGADDIS.com. I'm joined in the studio, as always, by my man Alfie.
Hey, Cleve. How's it going?
Alfred Romero. Doing great.
Good to be here, sir. Good to be here yet again this week.
150 shows together.
Woo, man.
Really amazing when you think about it.
That's a lot of shows.
I appreciate you coming back 150 times.
Hey, glad to be here.
To do radio shows.
Glad to be here 150 times, sir.
Again, if you want to reach us, 770-497-0000 is a number to call. This is a show where we seek to educate, empower, and engage. We want to provide as much information as possible about local markets, state, and national real estate. We want to empower you with that information so you can make the best decisions possible, regardless of what you're doing, selling, buying, investing, or renting as a landlord or as a tenant. And then our ultimate goal would be to engage with you whenever you're ready to buy, sell, lease, whatever it is you want to do. We want you to think of Gaddis Partners RE/MAX Center and call us at 770-497-0000. I think we've got a great show. We're going to talk a little bit in the first place about President Trump's new tax plan and how it might affect you as a homeowner. I've got an important suggestion for you on something not to do on Hallows Eve, Halloween. Alpha, you're going to like this story.
All right.
Second segment of the show, we've got a special guest, Will Shipley of the Georgia Association of Home Inspectors. We'll be here to talk about licensing requirements for home inspectors, what standards they follow, how Georgia Association of Home Inspectors members are different than other inspectors out there, and then how they think you should find a good home inspector. The third segment of the show, 9 reasons to sell your home during the holidays.
Okay.
9 reasons to sell your home during the holidays. Have a question from Ruby in Norcross. She says she had her home sale fall through because of the lender wants to know how often that happens. And believe it or not, we've got some exact percentages for Ruby to help her understand how often that happens. In the fourth segment of the show, in our Lowdown on the Hood segment, it's Ruby Forrest. I've got a question from Ruby and a neighborhood. Ruby Forrest in Suwannee is being featured in our Lowdown on the Hood segment. So if you're in Suwannee or Duluth or Buford or Lawrenceville or Johns Creek or even the Cumming area, you want to pay attention to the fourth segment of the show, because what's happening in Ruby Forrest might be the same thing that's happening in your neighborhood. And then Fulton County has gotten themselves, Alfie, in a little bit of trouble.
Uh-oh.
They thought they would save taxpayers money by rolling back the property tax millage, this property tax assessments to 2016 levels in 2017.
Right.
And they've gotten themselves in a little bit of trouble because now the state of Georgia won't let them collect the property tax. And we'll talk about that in a little more detail. If you've just joined us, you're listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160. Let's talk a little bit about President Trump's tax plan. Alfie, have you heard anything about this?
I haven't heard much about it. Just heard a little bit from the news, but I don't know exactly what's going on. But in these days, who knows what the news is telling you?
Yeah, that's exactly right. This is going to be a great show. Tongue-tied, Cleve. I love it. Hey, listen.
Yes.
So when you and Kimber make your house payment.
Correct.
You pay interest.
Correct.
And you get to deduct that interest from your income for tax purposes with the federal and state government.
Yes.
Now, if you buy a home that cost over $1 million, you do not have the ability to deduct your interest payments.
Really?
Donald Trump is proposing that that limitation fall to to $500,000.
Okay.
So if you buy a home that costs $500,000 or more, then you would not be allowed to deduct the interest you pay on your tax return. He's also proposing that if you, and I'm sure you probably are aware of this, that you get to deduct your property taxes that you pay from your state and federal income tax return. So if you paid $3,000 in property taxes, you would get to deduct that off the top of your income, provided you weren't itemizing your, provided you were itemizing your deductions on your tax return.
Okay.
Does that make sense to
yes.
you? You following
mm-hmm.
me?
Yes, sir.
And they're saying that that would be limited or capped at $10,000. So most people in Georgia would not have a problem by either of those, because our average sales price overall is like $240,000, say $230,000 for condos, townhomes, $270,000 for single family detached homes. So we wouldn't, for the most part, be affected by the $500,000 cap on the purchase price for interest deductibility. And most houses in Georgia don't have $10,000 in property taxes, but there's a lot of states out there. For example, remember we had our guest from Manhattan.
Right, New York is probably
and
one of
boy,
those
areas. They sure would be affected by that tax plan. Now, have a little bit of new news on that, and that is the Senate's tax plan. They do their negotiations and the bills go into the committees and they pop out with all kinds of amendments. And the Senate has removed the $500,000 purchase price limitation for interest deductibility and put it back to the million. So nothing has been decided yet,
gotcha.
But they are certainly doing some things that might very well affect our ability to deduct interest we pay on our mortgages as well as our property taxes. The National Association of Realtors and the National Home Builders Association have been crying, the sky is falling, the sky is falling, the sky is falling, but I'm not so sure that that's absolutely true. Even under the original president's plan, mm-hmm. I'm not sure the average American would pay more taxes because the standard deductions for a married couple go from $12,700 to $24,000, which means you get to take a $24,000 deduction whether you have any expenses or not to be deducted.
Gotcha. Wow.
So kind of interesting. You certainly want to keep an eye on that,
oh,
don't
yeah,
we?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Absolutely.
I mean, you can get confused very easily when it comes to these kind of things.
Yes, you can. Well, don't Jeez. Worry, Alpha. You stick with me. I'll keep you edumacated.
Ah, thanks, buddy.
Edumacated.
Ah, that's why I love this show.
If you've just joined us, you're listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160. I'm Cleve Gaddis, joined in the studio by my man, Alfie, as
Hello.
Always.
Yeah.
Alfie.
Yes, sir.
Something not to do on Halloween.
Ooh, I can think of a lot
we
of things
We had some
you know
extra candy left over in the Gaddis household. We were giving away full-size candy bars.
Nice.
We had them in a cauldron, a beautiful cauldron,
mm-hmm.
A plastic bucket shaped like a cauldron. And I didn't want those candy bars in my house after the last trick-or-treater came by.
Gotcha.
So I thought, as I go pick up my youngest daughter, I've got a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take the candy with me,
right.
And I'll give it away to kids who are out trick-or-treating.
Just as you were just driving around.
Right. Just give them the candy.
Gotcha.
So
okay.
Pull off of my street, turn left onto the next street. There's three kids sitting on the curb in front of someone's house. I pull up. Now, this is really, really stupid. I pull up in front of them. I roll uh-huh. down my window.
And try to offer them candy.
And ask them if they want candy. They all looked at me like they had seen literally a ghost. Or maybe they were looking at me like they'd seen a perv or
right,
something. And they were like, no, they just like all together, they just, their eyes got huge and they shook their head back and forth like, no, sir.
How old were they?
Oh, I don't know, 6, 8, okay. something like that. They were probably like, well, my mom has been warning me of somebody
right,
like
exactly.
you this entire time. And
my
I was so embarrassed.
Told, yeah. Well, you know, you didn't think about it.
I was so embarrassed. I didn't offer anybody else. Well, I told my wife, she's like, oh my God, we're going to have to move. You're out there offering candy to people in the neighborhood. Hey, Alfie, as you know,
yeah.
we think the average seller leaves $16,000 on the table when they sell their home.
Yes.
And we think that happens because a seller is not educated enough on what their home should be and could be worth.
Okay.
We offer what's called a customized maximum value plan to help homeowners who are getting ready to sell their home avoid leaving money on the table.
Okay.
It's normally an $899 value. It's really like the most valuable second opinion you can ever get when it comes to selling your home. It's not like a Zestimate from Zillow
mm-hmm.
or a CMA for most real estate agents or even an appraisal. And we had Scott Murphy on last week's show,
That's
chairman
right.
of the Real Estate Appraisers Board. And one thing that Scott Murphy can't do on his appraisals is he can't project out in the future how much appreciation the property is going to get this year.
Right.
And he can't try to get some of that additional appreciation for the current owner, not the buyer.
Mm-hmm.
But a customized maximum value plan will help you with just that. How do you get one? The first five people to call 770-497-0000 can get one for free. Again, 770-497-0000 for a free customized maximum value plan. It could be a $16,000 phone call. Alfie and I are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we have Will Shipley with the Georgia Association of Home Inspectors. We're going to talk all things home inspection. Stick with us. You're not going to want to miss this next segment. Welcome back to The Call, Cleve, Atlanta Real Estate Show, right here on News Talk 1160 WCFO, Atlanta's Talk of the Town. My name is Cleve Gaddis. I am your radio show host. I'm joined here in the studio by my man, Alfie.
Yes, I'm still here. I'm not fired. I'm still here. It's good to be here.
Alfie, you will never be fired, my friend. Never be fired. We appreciate you sticking with us through the break.
Yes.
This segment of the show is brought to you by John Birchfield and Brand Mortgage. John makes it his mission to guide each home buyer step by step through the entire loan process so they are educated and confident in the mortgage options available. He only wants them to make the best decisions along the way. John can be reached by calling 678-226-7887, 678-226-7887. He is our preferred mortgage provider. And yes. By the way, guess who's going to be a guest on next week's show,
no
Alfie?
Way. No
John
way.
John Birchfield.
Nice. And
yes,
also,
sir.
In case you're wondering, the artist of the week was Lynyrd Skynyrd.
I didn't say anything about Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Okay. Have you ever been to a Skynyrd concert?
No.
Never been to a Skynyrd
show?
No. Huh?
You asked me about all these artists, and I've never been to any of their concerts. You don't have to show the public in Atlanta what a boring person I am never going to concerts.
You're not boring at all. You're a pretty exciting guy.
You're supposed to take me to concerts, Alpha. You're my music connection, baby. You are my music connection. Hey, we've got a very special guest on the line who I bet would go to a concert with us if we asked.
Hey, the Foo Fighters are playing at the Georgia State
Maybe it'll be
stadium.
An invitation. It is Will Shipley of the Georgia Association of Home Inspectors. Welcome aboard, Will.
Thanks for having us on the show. Appreciate it.
Oh, man, you are so welcome. I am a fan of the Georgia Association of Home Inspectors, have been for years and years. And just want to start out and ask you a couple of quick questions here. Tell me about licensing in the state of Georgia for home inspectors. How does that work?
Well, in Georgia, we're one of the few states that does not require a home inspector to be licensed. In fact, we're the only state in the Southeast with no licensor requirement. So if you're an unscrupulous inspector from around other states bordering us, you might want to come to Georgia if you want to be an inspector.
Will, that's not the purpose of this segment, to attract all the unscrupulous home inspectors from around the country. So if Alfie decided he wanted to be a home inspector, he could just hang out a shingle and get some business cards and a tool belt. He'd probably want a tool belt.
Maybe
I would
like
picture Alfie carrying a tool belt.
Like a cool van with like a logo on the side.
And he could be set up as a home inspector?
You're absolutely correct. In fact, I have a friend who was most recently, brought it to my attention, had an inspection, and it was actually a handwritten, and I kid you not, inspection report. With a pencil, and it was 2 pages long.
Which, and
it does happen.
And Alfie, you're laughing, but think about this.
That's crazy to me that that's the way it is. So you're telling me I could go to some house and present myself as an inspector without a license. Now, is there any kind of consequences if for some reason the homeowner is not happy with my work or maybe finds out that I'm not inspected? Maybe that costs them a client or someone who wants to buy their home. Is there any consequences for my actions?
There is, in the sense that obviously you can be sued. And obviously that's a big expense too for our inspectors, because they all must carry what they call E&O insurance, which is error and omissions.
Yeah.
And that's obviously something that if they don't spot something that they should have, then obviously they could be sued. And you obviously want to stay out of being sued as best you can.
What's amazing to me is you have people who are hired to inspect, Alfie, what I would assume in your life is your biggest asset. I mean, you don't have any assets bigger than your house, do
you? Oh, yeah,
you?
Of course. No,
I mean, you've got 2 kids almost.
Well, yeah.
So those would be bigger assets.
That's very important. But
from a hard asset value, and they could come in and have no licensing, no nothing. Wow.
That's crazy.
So talk about standards for home inspections. How does, if somebody's hiring a home inspector, how do they know that they're getting everything they need?
There's a few different ways, and you'll notice probably the biggest in the industry is what they call certification.
Okay.
So, and there's a number of different certifying entities out there, and there's a number of different associations that facilitate it.
Okay.
And they're all worthwhile organizations. The one that I'm a part of, the Georgia Association of Home Inspectors, or GAHI as we call it, it basically was founded in 1989 as in an inspector training institute, and it differentiates itself through one key qualifying difference.
Okay.
It's the only home inspector group that requires its inspectors to be code certified. In other words, you know, it's an inspector basically getting his PhD, if you will. So that is a big certification credential that our inspectors have that perhaps other associations do not. That's probably the biggest, in fact.
If you've just joined us, you're listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160. I'm joined in the studio by Alfie, and I'm also joined on the line by Will Shipley of the Georgia Association of Home Inspectors. If you're looking for a home inspector or to reach a Georgia Association of Home Inspectors, best way to do it, GAHI.com, GAHI.com. Again, GAHI.com, GAHI.com. Will, I'm sorry I cut you off there to make sure everybody knew which station they were listening to. Go ahead and finish your thought.
Yeah, no problem. And like I said, there's quite a bit that goes into making a GAHI inspector. And like I said, that is a criteria to get into the association, is that you have to be ICC, what they call ICC R5 code certified. And that basically means that you have to, you know, go through extensive testing on four fundamental areas. And those four fundamental areas are building, which is like the frame, exterior, siding, walls, foundation, basement, attic,
okay,
as you might expect.
Yeah.
Then electrical, mechanical, which mechanical is your HVAC, you know, your air heating, and also water heater, et cetera. And then lastly, plumbing. So those are the four key areas that an inspector must pass code certification. And they get this big book. You know, you can kind of think of it as like a physician's desktop reference.
Right.
It's called the IRC. It's International Residential Code. So that's the code that these guys must cite, you know, when they're actually doing an inspection. So it's their inspection Bible. And that really, I think, is the key differentiator that makes GAHI something that people should probably look into when they need a home inspection done.
Now, if I were listening, I would be curious as to when you say code certified, I assume that means they're certified to the current building code. So the requirements to build a house today, all the GAHI members understand exactly what those requirements are. And then when you say they have to cite those, when they do an inspection report, they have to give an example of the code that's being missed? Is that what you're saying?
Not necessarily. The main thing is to cite things that are not to code so that they can be remedied.
And got it. Okay, okay, got it.
In a real estate transaction, you know, the idea is not to sit there and cite codes. It's to know what is not right. And that is through a visual inspection. You know, home inspector cannot poke and prod and open walls, you know, to find out what the problem is.
Right.
And that's a key point for most people who, you know, homeowners that are having an inspection, is make sure that the inspector can actually see, you know, the house.
What I they mean, need you to wouldn't see. Believe.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, some of us have probably seen, you know, hoarders and things like that, you know, in the sense that.
You've been to Alfie's house? Oh, my God. I'm just kidding.
No,
he's
not no,
a but a he does have a man cave that's got way too much crap on the walls.
That's
there
true.
Is no doubt about that.
And a lot of Legos.
Yes. If you've just joined us, you're listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show. We've got Will Shipley of the Georgia Association of Home Inspectors with us on the line. Will and I think all the members of the Georgia Association of Home Inspectors can be reached by going online to GAHI.com, GAHI.com. If someone wants to find a member of the Georgia Association of Home Inspectors, they want a code certified inspector, how would they go about that? What would they do?
Yeah, if you go to GAHI.com, there is a tab there called Find Inspector. It's like the third one over on the website. And it's a very user-friendly perspective. If you want to search simply by the county of your residence, you just enter the county, drop down, enter the county, and it will give you a corresponding inspector that is in resident in that county. Like I said, there's other ways to search as well, but that's perhaps the easiest and most common. The other thing that I'd like to say as well is that there's other ancillary types of inspections that can occur. For example, pools and spas are not
right.
necessarily a given that all would do that type of inspection. And sometimes there's other things that need to be done, what they call fungal growth, which is what we most commonly are concerned about, is mold.
Right.
It is just typically a test has to be done in order to call that. So, I mean, it could be discoloration or mildew or something and not necessarily mold. But those are all different types of tests that different inspectors have that you'll see when you search as to what they actually
So it'll list all the extra services they have. And again, if you want to find a GAHI, a Georgia Association of Home Inspectors member, go to GAHI.com, G-A-H-I.com. Will, thank you so much for being a guest on the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show. Alfie and I need to take a quick break. When we come back, the seven reasons it makes sense to sell your home during the holidays, and Ruby in Norcross had her home sale fall through. She wants to know how common that is. Stick with us, because we'll be back. Welcome back to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160 with a little more Lynyrd Skynyrd. What's the name of that song?
This is Simple Man.
Simple Man?
Yes.
I like that song. I didn't even know that was Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yeah, it was. Yes. And this is a live performance as well, so you can tell how great they are.
Hey, you know, if you sound good live, it means you're either like Lynyrd Skynyrd or something from the past, or you're a country music singer, and that's about it.
And that's the problem with today's modern music, is the fact that it's so...
I could be a superstar singer if I went into a recording studio.
If they were able to synthesize your voice, you would sound like a total pop artist. Yeah, you'd be better than Justin Bieber.
Say, listen, man, what, he sound like a 14-year-old girl? What is that? He's a 250-pound, 49-year-old man.
That's right. I say if you can perform an album live and sound just as great as the album or even better, I mean, that's an artist right there. That's a singer.
Or you can listen to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160 and hear Cleve Gaddis, and you're listening to Alfie as well right here in the studio.
Hello.
This segment of the show is brought to you by O'Kelly and Sorahan.
Yeah.
They're a full-service law firm with 19 offices throughout Metro Atlanta. They specialize in residential real estate closings, including home purchases, refinance closings, corporate relocation, and real estate contract review and title insurance matters. They can be reached by calling 770-497-1880. Again, 770-497-1880. Alfie.
Yes, sir.
If you were going to sell your home, pick a time of the year to sell your home.
Yeah.
Would it be around the holidays?
Ooh, I don't know. That'd be tough because it seems like there's so much going on. People are out buying holiday gifts, and you know, you're visiting family. I don't think I would want to do that around that time. But
have you already got my holiday gift? Did
no.
you, Alfie? You did.
You've
already
gift?
Gone and bought my holiday. I don't know. You're supposed to know.
Oh,
well, Alfie, you're not playing along very well at all.
Well, I don't know. What do you want for Christmas?
A BMW? I've always wanted a BMW.
So I can get you a little Matchbox car?
Oh, well,
that I'll get that for you.
No, I think most people, Alfie, think exactly the way you were thinking, but maybe the holidays is not a great time of year to sell. But I have seven reasons here for you why it might be a good time of year to sell. You ready?
All right, let's
first of all, lower inventory.
Okay.
Inventory, the number of homes listed for sale, is generally lowest around the holidays compared to any other time of the year.
Well, that would make sense.
Which means, even though there are a few less buyers out there, your house might stand out. Because instead of having 50 choices, a buyer might only have 8.
Gotcha. Okay. And sometimes people are desperate to get a home, maybe because they got to find a new place to live. Maybe their lease runs out of wherever they're at right now.
You just ran up to number two.
Really?
Number two is maybe this time of year buyers are better. Think about this. If Kimber said, Alfie, we're going to go out and look at houses the day after Thanksgiving.
Right.
You'd have to be pretty dang serious about buying a house in order to do that, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Which means if you're out looking for houses as a buyer this time of year, you are probably going to buy a house.
Yeah, and most of the times, if you're buying something around Thanksgiving time, you're hoping to have it ready by Christmas so you can have family come over and probably want to come by and see the new place.
Right.
That's how Kimber is. She loves to host things. So she would, if we were in that situation where she goes, after Thanksgiving, we're going to buy a house, we're going to have it ready to go by Christmas so we can have the family over for a Christmas dinner.
Now you got it. So sometimes buyers are just more motivated. Hey, now you can also beat the new year. So once the new year rolls around, this is item number three here for us.
Okay.
When the new year rolls around, a lot of times people, the holidays are over. Now they're ready to move on. So January, February, March, a lot more houses are coming on the market.
And also, it's like a fresh start.
First.
A new year is a fresh start for a lot of people.
That's right. But you, if you list your home during the holidays, might beat all of the people starting in January or February.
Okay. All right.
When is the time of year? This is reason number four, Alfie. When is the time of year that your home looks the best?
Probably the holidays, because you got Christmas lights, you got decorations up, you got the house looking really nice on the
clean
outside, at least.
Clean and smelling good,
right.
And holiday stuff everywhere. So generally, homes look better during the holidays. Now, if you would list your home during the holidays, you probably don't want to go crazy with your holiday decorations, but you do, spend some extra time focusing on your home.
So you don't want to be like Clark Griswold.
Well, you could, but that probably would detract from your home.
So you want to keep it simple.
Yes. You want to keep it, celebrate your holiday, but you want to be classy and simple. Reason number five, buyers typically have more flexibility with their time this time of year, Alfie.
Okay.
So they can take some time off. So the people that want to look at houses are able to go look at houses.
That makes sense, because most of the times, if you're a couple who's got jobs, the only time you can go look at homes is on the weekends.
Yep.
And now you got, if you're on your break from work or whatever, you got more time during the week to go and look at things and look at homes.
Yep.
Makes sense.
Now, one of the negatives people talk about, this would be reason number six, is, you know, you kind of lose control, meaning I don't want people showing my house during the middle of my holiday parties. But now, today, Alfie, as real estate professionals, we have the ability to restrict or reschedule or move showings around. So if you had something going on a Thursday evening or maybe a Sunday afternoon, we could make sure nobody shows the home during that time. That's pretty cool, right?
Yeah, that makes total sense.
Yeah.
Totally.
Now, next reason, if you want to stay in your home, a little while after the holidays, believe it or not, as a seller, when there's low inventory, sometimes you get to write the rule book on how long you're going to stay in the home. So maybe if you want to stay in there till after the holidays, maybe something like January 15th or 10th or something like that, a lot of times you can negotiate that into the purchase agreement.
Okay.
That's pretty slick,
isn't
it? Yeah,
that's nice. Okay.
Pretty slick.
So you don't have to rush and get everything packed up and ready to go. You got a little time to celebrate the holidays and then enough time to pack everything up and get ready to move out.
Exactly. And the last reason, Alfie, is if you're looking to sell and buy, maybe because there's less buyers out there, you might be able to get a better deal on a new home. So if you sold your home today, would you buy one that was more expensive or less expensive?
Well, for me, I would try to find something a little less expensive. This is me, though. Well, Camber would look for something a little more expensive.
In fact, I know you're going to buy a house.
Yeah,
And I can tell you right now it's going to be more expensive than the one you sell.
Yes, all the homes that Camber has been looking at has definitely been over the price of what the value of my home is currently.
But not crazy. She's not going crazy.
Not nutsoid,
but you'll spend an extra $50,000, $70,000 over the value of your home. And maybe because you go up in price, there's less buyers looking at that price, so you wind up as the buyer getting a better deal on the buy side.
Correct. Yes. Kimber's very smart.
Now, can you remember that and tell Camber when you get home that you understand her evil plan to move up in houses?
She already knows. She listens.
Now, after hearing these reasons, I know you're not going to list your home during the holidays, after hearing these reasons, would you consider it?
Oh, yeah, totally. I mean, it makes sense what you're saying. Everything you say makes sense. And who knows? It could possibly could happen, you know, depending on, you know, Camber and what she wants to do.
That's right.
But I think if it's not during the holidays, it's definitely going to be the beginning, near the beginning of the year.
Absolutely. If you've just joined us, you're listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160, Atlanta's talk of the town. Got a listener question from Ruby in Norcross. We just had a sale of our home fall through because of the lender. How often does this happen? Alfie, how often do you think that happens?
Maybe
one in 20.
Maybe
one in 50.
I'll say one in 20.
One in 20.
I'll say one in 20.
How about one in 10?
Wow, really?
10.25% of the time in Atlanta, a home sale fails to close due to, typically, a buyer financing issue.
So, if I
was out there and heard that statistic, I'd be thinking, my goodness, what would I do to stop that problem? Well, in my opinion, you want to work with a listing agent, listing broker, who knows how to put the lenders and the buyers through the ringer to make sure that they have everything they need, because they typically get tripped up because they're missing something the lender should have asked for at the beginning of the process. They ask for it too late, and that trips up the whole sale. A really good listing broker who has a lot of experience will know exactly the right questions to ask to make sure you do not get surprised. But Ruby, don't feel special, honey, because you're only one in 10. you're part of the one in 10 that happens in Atlanta. By the way, Atlanta is third only behind Tucson, Arizona, and the Los Angeles area in California for sales that actually fall out. I love the fact that you listen to us on Sundays at noon and Tuesdays at 2 right here on News Talk 1160, but you also can tune in to The Morning Ride with Larry Larson.
Yeah, I heard that show is really amazing.
I love it. On News Talk 1160 sister station, AM 1690, The Voice of the Arts. Every Tuesday morning at 9:30, Larry and I talk all things real estate, and you never, never, never know what we're going to talk about and the questions Larry is going to ask. It's a great show, and I suggest you tune in. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to feature Ruby Forrest in Suwannee, and then we're going to talk about Fulton County's trouble. Turns out they can't collect their property taxes because they didn't handle things correctly. Stick with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160, where my man Alfie is playing the sounds of Led Zeppelin.
That's right, Freebird, which is the official song of any NASCAR race at Atlanta Motor Speedway.
It is?
Oh, yeah. When I used to do
I wouldn't know, because Alfie has never taken me to a NASCAR race.
Well, the NASCAR season starts back up here. We're just a few weeks away from the end of the season.
You are not scaring me, because you've been telling me for 2 years I was going, and we haven't been yet.
We're
going
to take care of you. Atlanta Motor Speedway's race is the second race of the season after the Daytona 500 at the end of February.
Yeah.
So we'll check it out.
That's on my bucket list to go to a NASCAR race. I want to take Michelle.
Oh, of course.
But I'm happy to pay for my tickets.
No, we'll get you a credential. We'll get you inside, check out the garage.
Ooh.
Go out for qualifying.
Maybe we could do some interview. Oh, could you think we could interview a couple race car drivers? We could play it on the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show.
I can arrange that. I can arrange that, because you know I'm also host of a NASCAR show as well.
Famous NASCAR race
right now,
driver.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. Yeah, well, it's probably between Dale Jr. and Chase Elliott.
Well, I think we need to interview one of them.
We can definitely get Chase Elliott. He's from Dawsonville.
Really?
And of course, his dad is Bill Elliott.
So you definitely want to tune back into the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show late February, early March.
Maybe
we're going to have a good guest.
Maybe we'll do a special show down there at Atlanta Motor Speedway.
Ooh, I love that.
We can do a lot. We can do a show from out there.
I'm not going to be able to focus on the rest of the show. You pretty much ruined me, Alfie. Well, we appreciate you sticking with us during the break. You know, Alfie, each week we pick one metro Atlanta neighborhood to spotlight, call out critical changes in that neighborhood over the last 10 years.
Yes, you do.
To highlight how our listeners can take advantage in that particular market.
That's right.
This week, our neighborhood is Ruby Forrest. That's in Suwannee. That's on Buford Highway, for those familiar with the area north of Lawrenceville Suwannee Road. Are you familiar with that area?
Is that where all the great restaurants are?
Great restaurants. No, but it's not too far from the Mall of Georgia.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what you're talking about.
Yes.
Maybe so.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the average sales price of a home in Ruby Forrest in 2007 was $254,000. By 2011, the average sales price had dropped to $192,727, dropped 24% high to low. That's not too bad, though.
Yeah.
That's an average sales price drop of $61,590. You know that over the last 3 years, we have discussed subdivisions that were much harder hit than that.
Yes, sir.
Now, 2017, year-to-date, the average sales price is $306,500.
Ooh,
so price is down 24%, up 37%. So when we get that 100 scale, and I know you're going to ask me for that, 2007 is represented by the number 100.
Uh-huh.
2011, the number is 76, so down 24%. 2017, 121, so up 21% higher than they were at the prior all-time high. That's amazing.
That is amazing. If you took in the time to purchase a home back then and now to see how that value has skyrocketed, is absolutely you're happy about that purchase.
You're not kidding. And listen to this number. There's about 450 homes in Ruby Forest. Homeowner equity from 2011 to 2017, up a cool $50 million.
What?
Homeowner equity in that subdivision is up $50 million in 6 years.
Wow. Whoever lives in that neighborhood is lucky, lucky people.
Yep. Now, there are currently 3 homes active for sale in the neighborhood on the market at an average list price of $338,000, which means we've got a 1.5-month supply of inventory. Whew. And as you remember, Alfie, anything under 4 is a seller's market.
Yes,
4 and 5 months is a balanced market. More than 5 months is a buyer's market. So you're in a serious seller's market in that area. So if you live in the Ruby Forest area and you're thinking about selling your house, you might want to go ahead and put it on the market before any other homes get listed in the neighborhood. The schools in the area, Roberts Elementary, North Gwinnett Middle School, and North Gwinnett High School. North Gwinnett High School gets a school chimp score of 100, meaning you can't get a better school chimp score than that.
That's nice.
If you're the type of parent who doesn't want to monkey around with your kids' education or the impact schools have on home values, you need to download a free school chimp report, and you'll get the school chimp score on any of Atlanta's public high schools. Just go to gogaddis.com. That's G-O-G-A-D-D-I-S.com. It'll give you a very specific proprietary rating for the high school. It'll show you how that compares to the average high school in Metro Atlanta. And Alfie, as you know, it'll give you all of the important demographic information and real estate sales data all the way back to 2007. Average sales prices, average size of homes, average days on the market, the total market for homes. It'll give you educational attainment of parents in the area, the whole nine yards. It is an amazing report. Also, if you're interested in getting the lowdown on your own neighborhood, our free market snapshot is really just what the doctor ordered. It's like getting a monthly bank statement on your home's value emailed right to your inbox, and getting one is easy. Just sign up now at gogaddis.com, G-O-G-A-D-D-I-S.com. Just click on the Home Values in Atlanta tab. It'll take less than 30 seconds, and it'll ensure you are the local smarty. Your neighbors will most certainly be jealous. Just go to gogaddis.com, G-O-G-A-D-D-I-S.com. And sign up now. Alfie.
Yes, sir.
When Kimber searches for homes for sale.
Yes.
I've heard she uses SureMLS.com. SureMLS.com.
Yes, because you told her to do so, because that's where all the local and latest up-to-date information. Because she was doing Zillow.com.
And she was finding some old stale stuff. She was finding stuff that wasn't for sale. And she'd say, this is the perfect house. And we'd say, hey, that one's not even for sale. Never has been
right.
for sale.
She'd get so excited. She would text it over to me. And she'd tell me to take a look at it. And I'd look at it. Go, okay, this is a nice place. And then she'd find out. Or just once she did some more research into it, like you said, she'd find out it was sold.
Then after she found that, she'd get depressed. She started drinking. This is really our effort to keep people from turning into alcoholics on the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show. No, just kidding.
Bless you.
Go to she is not an alcoholic. No, she doesn't drink too much.
No.
She might drink too much Coca-Cola, maybe.
She drinks a lot of Diet Pepsi.
Diet Coke.
Diet Coke. Yeah,
okay.
She loves that.
SureMLS.com. That's where Kimber likes to search. Mm-hmm. And if Alfie's Kimber likes to search SureMLS.com, maybe you should as well. Alfie.
Yes, sir.
Fulton County sent out property assessment notices earlier this year.
Correct.
They were really, really high.
That's what we
remember.
Heard.
We had a guest on talking about the property assessment.
Right.
Fulton County Board of Commissioners says, nope, we're not going to take this year's digest. We'll take last year's tax digest.
Okay.
So everybody in Fulton County thinks they're going to get a tax bill that's based on last year's valuation of the home.
And you're telling me they're not?
No, well, wait a minute. A little bit of a story. They present the tax roll to the Georgia Department of Revenue.
Okay.
Georgia Department of Revenue rejects it. Says, no, you can't collect taxes this way. I'm not absolutely sure why, but I think it was because they were treating homeowners differently than commercial owners. And I think the law in Georgia says you must treat everybody
the same. Gotcha.
So they is my understanding, and I could be wrong, they rolled for homeowners property taxes back to the prior year. They left commercial property owners assessed at the current value.
Well, they can't do that, can they?
So think about this. Fulton County Schools needs them to collect the money so they can have the money to fund the schools. So Fulton County Schools sends out a notice last week saying we're going to run out of money. It's not our fault.
Yeah, they're talking about they have to furlough employees, right?
Because they were talking about it. Now, All of this has been resolved. I think Fulton County Tax Commissioner, Fulton County Tax Commissioner, that's his office, he mailed out property tax bills, I believe, late last week.
Okay.
So property taxes in the city of Atlanta, as I understand, will be due December the 15th, and I think that's normally August or September. Don't quote me on that. And property taxes are normally due in Fulton County in October, November, and now they're going to be due January the 15th. So it's amazing. If you don't have your ducks in a row to collect your taxes, you're not going to get any tax payments in. It's amazing that, wow, that they would think, you know, let the Fulton County school system run out of money.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I mean, I told him you can call Alfie. He'll loan you some money.
Yeah, I put 20 on it.
Hey, if you're thinking about selling your home in Atlanta anytime in the near future,
yeah,
be careful, because the average home seller leaves about $16,000 on the table, meaning they sell their house for $16,000 less than they could or should. How do you solve that problem? We think the solution is a customized maximum value plan.
Yes.
If it's not your first opinion of value, it should definitely be your second opinion of value. And it's all about, how do you maximize your sales price on your house?
Okay.
Now, a couple things. You need to really understand the market. You need to compare it to the right comparables. But think about this, Alfie. Are property values in your neighborhood going up?
No.
Yes.
Are they?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
You weren't paying attention when I came to see you, and I even told you how much they were going to go up in the next year. And remember when we came up with our pricing strategy, I said, we need to get half of next year's appreciation.
Were we eating dinner then?
Do you remember that?
Were we eating
dinner?
Well,
it was after you were drunk.
No,
it was after, I'm sorry.
Well, I'm just saying, if it was in the middle of dinner, I don't even know what
Well, you were eating stuff, but it doesn't matter. But so what we were talking about, Alfie, was right, you getting half of next year's appreciation. And Kimber was all over that idea. That's what a customized maximum value plan can do for you.
That's what I have Kimber for.
It's normally an $899 value, but the first five people to call 770-497-0000 can get one for free. One more time, 770-497-0000, but only the first five callers. Alfie and I appreciate, as always, you joining us for another week's edition of the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show. We'll be back next Sunday at noon and Tuesday at 2, and we hope to talk to you then, Atlanta.
Your dreams were your ticket. I welcome back to that same old